south side of town. Big runs a crate for L&M, 10 stories off the ground. See that heights could never scare such a mountain of a man. He used to come down for lunch, cause no one was tough enough to bring it up to him.
Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show tonight. It's The Rock Station, 97.7, and Shady Lady Productions joining together to present The Grassroots Show. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
Hey, fantastic job on that latest song by the Noble Hops. Very, very impressed with that, and we were honored to have the opportunity to play it live for the first time.
Well, thank you very much. So, yeah, heck, maybe I should have played that. I haven't even played that on the show yet. I'll have to get that in here one of these nights. But, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that, and spent a great weekend on Kelso Beach for Don's annual birthday trip again. So
nice.
We had a good time there and got to play that song at Oasis, actually, which is right above Kelso Beach. So
nice.
Had a good night and a good show up there. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, check it out. Noble Hops Band, Kelso Beach. Great new tune. And, well, hey, here we are. 1st of March already. And right now, a week from tomorrow, you'll have an opportunity to start to book your campsites for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, and the festival tickets itself are already on sale, so make sure you hop on over and get those.
Yeah, thebandjam.com. And before you know it, we'll start to unleash the acts that you'll have an opportunity to see. And we'll start doing some Friday morning features on the Rock Show Morning Show with Jay Klein, thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee. And if you're a vendor or you have a business who would like to advertise via the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and be a part of it, we invite you to get in touch with us as soon as possible, because we love to brag about you on our show here and throughout the discussions as we lead up to Band Jam in August. You can get a great promotion right now to be a part of it, but also any vendors out there, if you'd like to have a spot to be a part of the Band Jam, now's the time.
Yeah, and the sooner you do it, the sooner we start talking about you. Like, hey, thank you, Cummings Candy and Coffee, and Build a Scene. Music from the 412, Scarfire Media, and Ram Incorporated is back for the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Ram Automotive back for the singer-songwriter sponsorship. So we have plenty of opportunities. Don't wait.
Yeah. Check it out. get in touch with either the radio station or Shady Lady Productions, and we'll take care of you. And, yeah, welcome back to Ram Automotive. They're going to be presenting the Singer-Songwriter in the Round, which kicks off the band jam on the Thursday night portion of the events at Cooper's Lake Campground. That, of course, will be August 21st, and then Friday night and all day Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd at Cooper's Lake, you're going to get to hear a lot of great local music or tri-state area music. And we will unleash those that are going to be there before you know it. So
a lot of new bands this year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, anxious for the reveal. And you can follow it all at thebandjam.com. And, of course, you know, keep an eye out for other great local music. There's a lot of buzz in the community right now. A salute to – we had a recent guest on, Larry Sassone. Put together that Age of Aquarius Art and Music Festival, and they had a great week, and it was nice to see a lot of the businesses. I love that crawl idea they did where you could buy kind of a passport pass and get into some events, also get discounts at local businesses. They tied that in brilliantly, and there was music coming down Main Street, and then they tied it in to the weekend of Carved in Ice, the Ice Festival. Yeah. So, you know, and then the weekend ending concert. So it was good to see the success of that and the buzz. And I would hope that that continues. Last week, of course, we had our friend Chip Dominic on to talk about the upcoming Beasts of the Berg that happens this month. Matter of fact, brought to mind to somebody who hadn't played in a while, so I was going to dig out one of the songs of one of the acts who get a chance to see there. But you could get down to Mr. Smalls and see a great show. There's a lot going on. It really seems almost a couple times a month right now you're finding local music at even the Penn Theater downtown, which is good to see. So a shout out to Tim Connell and those that are involved in that.
Yeah, it's pretty active here in the Butler area. In fact, it's kind of funny. I meet people from, you know, the Pittsburgh music scene and other scenes like that, and there seems to be a lot of interest in what's going on in Butler, because we certainly have you know, made a lot of noise in this area. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it showed. You know, at one time, there was music on a Friday night in a street square years ago, and that packed the house.
Yes, it did.
Which became a problem for one individual. But anyway, maybe that'll return someday. So, but get out and support it while you can, because that's the only way it sticks around. So we hope you'll do that. And hey, big thank you to the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Talk about great things in Butler. Jim Harpell and his crew at Meat Locker Recording Studio, they can lead you through the recording process. If you need some backing musicians for your music, they can do that, or they will just house you and maybe give you an opportunity to be played on the Grassroots Show, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, presenting our opening segment.
Three Grassies have come out of that studio.
How about that?
In fact, that's kind of a nice lead-in into the first band we're going to play tonight, because they are returning to the studio to record brand new music, and they are going to the Meat Locker to do it. So that's Parabellum.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll throw in a little more human from them, maybe.
Our veteran-laden band, and salute to those guys. All right, anxious to hear that. Well, then let's follow that up, and this will tie in perfectly to Parabellum. Xander Demas Band is going to be a part of Chip's show at Mr. Small's, the Beasts of the Berg. And I think the last time I saw Xander play, it was at the old Lindora Hotel when it still was a thing. And it might even have been a night Parabellum played. I don't remember, but he was there. I know Greg Mara played that night, too. But great guitarist. And a song called Right Angles here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Matching burns.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Our next segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, and the four locations to serve you around the Butler area. Of course, the institution that I like to call it, Main Street, downtown Butler. Well over a century of service to the Butler community. And we are excited tonight to talk about a band that I actually saw for the first time right across the street from Cummings Candy at Penn Theater recently. Barry and his band, The Rumble, were jamming one night as the headliner, and one of the bands that opened up the show were called Faded Color. They have recently dropped in the last year an album, a self-titled album, last June, and we wanted to meet up with these guys here today. So let's kind of go around. We'll start with drummer Jake Dietrich, who's here. Jake, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Thanks for having me.
Also, Kyle Young, who's the lead guitarist, is over on our far right. Kyle,
what's going on? How you doing?
And right in the middle, the bass player, who is usually right in front of the drum set, right? Dane Smith is with us. Dane, how you doing?
Good. Nice to be here, bud.
Yeah. Faded, and by the way, we give a shout out to Mason Mossberger, lead vocalist. He felt work was more important than music here this morning, right?
Well, he's not going anywhere.
But Mason is your lead vocalist. And Kyle, let's start with you. A little bit of background of yourself. You're the lead guitarist in the band, and I must say I was very impressed watching you perform that night, which was just a little bit ago, but
yeah, it comes with definitely a lot of work and history, honestly. You know, big inspirations also, including my father. You know, he has a huge history with a music background and such like that, and touring with bands and opening up, you know, for Foghat and meeting all of Eddie Van Halen's group and stuff like that. So seeing that as a kid growing up and just being in school where it's not very prominent at the time, you just feel like you need to fill a gap. So like learning guitar was like amazing at the time. I was 9 years old. Went from learning guitar to piano and other such instruments that involve strings mainly, and then songwriting, and then wanted to take a next step and meeting friends that were also interested in playing music. So a little short background there.
So is Faded Color your first band to be in, or did you play around with others?
The band stemmed off of a different name, actually. At first, it was called Priority One, and that was a short-term name, just trying to figure out ourselves and so on. So then I'm not too exactly sure how we got the name. It just started off with just like a book and paper, you know, everyone just spitting off names, and then it was like, oh, well, that's cool there, and then we narrowed it down to three and then turned into one, so should.
So did your dad play locally here?
What band he did. His band name was Pitch Black for the longest time. Back then, he came out with like a little 45 or whatever they can afford back then. Played a lot with the Granati Brothers. They actually made a little group in the late 90s, stemmed from his band called the Reckless Triplets, and that was like with Hermie and stuff like that, and Joey Granati, and
wow.
You know, I'm pretty cool with those guys growing up playing with them, and they were great inspirations too for a local band that had a history already with like Donny Iris and Halen themselves. Absolutely. So
yeah,
you know, it's
no slouches there.
No, absolutely not. They'll tell you how to work. I'll tell you that much. And they're like B.B. King. They'll tell you when you're wrong, too. But it's a learning experience, so.
Sure. Yeah. Dane, let's slide over to you. You're the bass player in Faded Color. A little bit of your musical background.
Growing up, no one in my family had any musical background, but they were extreme music listeners.
Okay.
And my mom and dad definitely showed me a lot of cool music, and I really liked it all at a very young age. I listened to a ton of stuff, but I never really had anyone to like push me to play music. I always wanted to, always picked up stuff, but never like, all right, I'm gonna do it, you know.
Yeah.
But throughout those years though, I got extensive knowledge of music history and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But meeting with these guys, you know, definitely actually finally gave me, from years of dabbling with stuff, you know, a drive and a push to actually play stuff and start doing it.
So when did you first pick up a bass and start to dabble with that?
My first bass I got when I was 18.
Okay.
And messed around with some friends. A lot of just jammy stuff with people.
Yeah.
You know, nothing ever serious, but we made some stuff, you know, played around. And, you know, by the time I met him, I knew how to play a bass, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just need a little guidance of where we wanted to take it.
Yeah. That's cool. I happen to know your parents very well. So
yeah.
It's kind of fun bumping into you. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. Put two and two together. And then Jake Dietrich on the drums. A little background of yourself, Jake.
So I always grew up playing sports. I was a football guy, basketball, all that. My dad always had this Yamaha drum set in the basement. You know, you always look at it. You're like, okay, maybe one day, maybe. No, playing football. Eventually, I was like, all right, I want to try this out. So that lasted all of like a week. It just got, like, the boots and cats going. That's it. And then fast forward a couple of years, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this again. So for my senior project, I did learn how to play the drums. And that was for high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and then went off to college, wasn't really thinking about it. And then in 2019, I guess, March, that's when The Dirt came out, the Motley Crue movie.
That's what triggered his ass.
Yeah. So I stay up till midnight, right? I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this thing. Netflix, midnight, The Dirt. And comes up, it's not on. I'm like, wait. Comes out at 3 a.m., California. So I keep myself up, keep pumping the coffee. I watch that. And at the end of it, I was just like, okay, that's what I want to do. So the next morning, I go set up this old, like, ragtag drum set and try to figure it out. And I knew Kyle from school. And I was like, I wonder, does he have a drummer? I asked my buddy. He's like, I don't know. Hit him up. So I text him. He's like, no, I need one. I'm like, all right, cool. And rest is history.
And here we are.
Here we are.
That's cool. So thanks to Motley Crue's The Dirt and Tommy Lee's inspiration.
They're the ones.
So how did you guys meet up then with Mason Mossberger, your lead vocalist?
Oh, man. After horrendous amounts of singers that went through us, not mainly because they were not good, it's just whatever fit our description wasn't happening exactly. And most of them already had other plans. So we weren't trying to like tie down anyone that didn't want to be there, you know, necessarily.
Yeah.
And we need someone with like 100% dedication for what the heck ever we pull out or want to do. So we just narrowed it down to another guy we went to school with, because me, Jake, and Mason all went to school together at Seneca. And I didn't know he had any kind of like singing background. I just knew of him, and he did. He has like SoundCloud stuff on the side, you know, training vocals, stuff like that. Kind of more popular music, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of like had a secret liking for like the 90s grunge, and like he's a big Lane and Scott Weiland guy, loves him. I mean, he even uses the microphone sometimes, megaphone with us, you know, so he tries to really
that,
yeah. So I take the respect, whatever, but you know, seeing that and knowing that he liked it, we just like took a chance, and he's like never really too like played live, you know, too, so like very like at home by himself in a car kind of thing. So he's also like training too,
sure,
how to be a front man, so you know, which we're all trying to learn how to be a band too still. So
how long has he been with you?
Oh, A little less than a day, honestly.
A little over a year, I guess.
Yeah, a little over a year now. Okay. Yeah.
So this started to come together for you, what, a little more than 5 years
ago? It really got, like, serious recently, once we found members that, like, are working.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
And Dane's been in about 3 years now to be working on your third year.
And I sang lead for a lot of it, like, beginning of the band before we had singers and when we didn't, because I mainly wrote the lyrics, stuff like that, so I just filled the gap, and then it felt like a band with just the three of us, too, but then I was like, man, we need a front man. For our time of music, too, it's like, I want a front man, you know, so...
I do not sing lead. That does
not. You're just going to be pounding the skin.
Just play louder. You won't hear me. It's good.
Visiting with the guys from Faded Color. Let's get into a song, and then we'll continue our conversation here with you guys. But you've got from the new album, or newer, you released this last summer, or just the start of the summer, a song called Far Gone. Tell us about that song.
Oh, man. So, Far Gone. I really don't have much to say about it, honestly. I know you want, like, a backstory on every song. Some do, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But it started off with just keeping it simple. You know, simple cells, you know, John Lennon quotes. You know, my dad drilled that stuff into me, so I can just pull them out. You know, so, I mean, first thing I did was pull that out on them. I was like, don't try to write like Tommy Lee right now. Don't try to write like that. I was like, we can all play that. It's fun.
Yeah.
But, man, you gotta just, if you can't play or write like this, don't expect everyone to, like, respect you as a shredder or whatever. I mean, shredding's easy, you know, but can you play like 25 chords yet? No, you know? So that's where it started. We were like, keep it simple, bar chords. When you hear it, you'll understand. And then just some real simple words too that just fit the description. Kind of like a Deep Purple kind of sound. And I don't know what else to compare it to, like Aerosmith, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Dane, you were going to say something?
Yeah. So one little fun fact with Far Gone. At the very beginning, there's a unique, odd noise that just kind of grabs your ear in a weird way. And night before the studio, we were actually at Kyle's house painting. And I was pulling out reels of the painter's tape, listening to the sound. And we brought it to the studio. And I did a strip of painter's tape right into the mic. Yeah. And we captured that and then put it in a phaser. And that's what it is at the beginning. Yeah.
We wanted somebody's like, you're going to have to, like, recreate it. You can't just find that. I was like, well, do this.
In studio. Yeah. Fly on the wall material right there. Love it.
Well, now I got to ask, where did you record it?
The first album was done at Mr. Small's in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's give it a listen. Listen for the tape rip right now. Far Gone, Faded Color, here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We'll be right back. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee. Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're tuned in to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And this segment, each and every week, is brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Have you gotten your ham loaf yet?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I don't want to take any away from you, Bob.
Stay away from my head, Lowe.
Exactly.
And you get two different sizes to choose from,
too. There you go.
Yeah. Depending on your hunger level. You know. That and many, many more. I see all the soups they've been creating in the vat, too. Always something fun going on up at Bros's Superette, where you can get all your cuts of meat for your dinners, or fill in a side, have a lunch, whatever. They do it all. And they're open Tuesday through Saturday, Bros's Superette. We're visiting with Kyle, Dane, and Jake, and thinking of Mason. Tonight, Faded Color.
He's working.
He's working. That's right. And the song, The Only One, from their debut album, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell us about that song, The Only One.
All right, The Only One, yeah. As we were talking before about how songwriting was for us and, like, who wrote the songs, basically, those were one of the songs that I had a hard time actually putting lyrics over, and Jake, too. Like, we all, even Dane, were thinking about it. Like, we have this song, it's really good potential musically and very melodic, and we're like, I don't know why we're having such a stump on it. But as soon as Mason came in, man, he drilled that song out, had all the lyrics almost like it was, like, planned. And I think that was the first song, besides Up in Smoke, which is another one you'll hear tonight, that he did something like that. So it was really nice help.
The Only One is a total love song about how much Mason loves work and skipping out on coming and seeing Bob in Utah. He loves it too much. He can't put it away.
I get it. Well, you know, that is something that's pretty special to kick off your Monday morning, because when we record these. So what would you guys say your style is? I mean, what's the intent with Faded Color, or is there, as you put all of your music together?
I personally think of it as, like, I'm really just trying to do a good version of what it used to be like. You know what I mean? And something that's not so recreated. Like, I'm not trying to do the exact same thing or be like, not that I don't like the band Greta Van Fleet, you know, like something like that. They're good at what they do the thing, but I'm not really necessarily trying to just be a Rush or a Zeppelin or a Halen or all the greats, you know, but I do want those characteristics to stick out. You know,
okay.
I mean? So, yeah.
All right. And I think you can hear that in the music that you guys are putting together. It sounds like you're having fun doing it.
It's pretty hard to, like, everyone's asked, like, what's your genre? What's your type of music? I can never put it on. But he always seems to have the same.
I've always told people it's a mix of classic rock, alternative, with a new age twist.
Yeah, pretty
and with
much.
That new age twist, you know, that can, that's kind of, you know, it can just keep going into whatever, you know.
Yeah. Now, you said, we talked about Far Gone. Utah had asked where you recorded that. You recorded that at Mr. Small's. Where else did you record? Because it sounded like you went to different studios.
So we recorded everything there, but we did try out multiple studios before the first time I actually came out, before we actually found a solid place. You know, it went down to money and how much things were and travel and the typical things. But then the place that we went to, it was just a thing where it's like they are also part of the Vintage Sound too. They also had like a bunch of great people there, and they have a lot of old gear too. It's not like really updated. So it also helped us with the sound too, being just there. So, yeah.
So did you record everything live?
Yeah, I think it was just in like separate rooms.
Okay.
All at once, you know.
Yeah.
Not all of it's to a click. You know, we're not technically like a click band.
Well, you're old school. That's old school.
So, yeah, it's just adding on that, you know, yeah.
When did you start to record the album? You said it came out last June.
Jeez.
I think around beginning of 2023, we did Anti Fuel.
Yeah, we wanted to cut a couple singles. So we wanted to like get in there and get those done.
Release that as a single and then...
And just spend time in the studio,
Gotcha, A little bit of a time progression. Then you formed in pretty much 2019, so you were ahead of the pandemic. But then you started to come together and recorded everything after.
Yeah.
Did that give you a time period?
Learn the songs, and like realize what you're doing. Because when you go in there, like you can go in there acting like you know the songs. Like we had a thing like that recently where we already written everything for our second album. And it's 13 songs instead of 8. You know, we're like, we have all these songs done, okay, and they're so much better. And, like, you always want to write better, you know, and they're different. You know, they're not sound anything like this album. And we went to the studio and all this money and stuff like that, and then we're realizing we don't know the songs. You know, we don't have backing guitar because we don't have a rhythm, so you don't think of that, you know, for solos or other idea intros and backups and stuff like that. But that comes back to the first album where we did have the time, though, to get used to the songs, learn them, idea it. So when you went in that studio... You just banged them out, you know, like a professional. So,
So it's been a cool learning curve for you guys as you venture through this.
Yeah, if you don't learn anything, you're not doing it right. So,
So where do people find Faded Color? Do you have a website and such that people can follow?
We do have a website. It's
FadedColorMusic.com. You can find us there. That's the website. Instagram, YouTube is Faded Color
Music
as well.
It's like one of those Linktree things, you know. Instead of actually going on an Instagram Linktree, you can go to a website and it does the same thing.
So, yep. So that'll have all the info.
Show dates, so on. Yeah.
Gotcha. And you know, it's kind of fun that the first song we play, you know, you kind of settled on coming to the name Faded Color and you're talking about ripping paint tape.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never heard that too. Yeah.
Just a neat story there. So. Yeah. So do you guys have a pretty busy schedule planned for 2025?
Yeah, we tried to hit it a lot earlier this year because every year we either like started playing shows later and later. But since January 1st came this year, we were just like call these places at work, knew these places, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And we already have like 15 plus booked. We were trying to at least double every year until you just can't take it anymore. So that's what we're trying to do. We want to be hungry and just eat it up. So
2023 we played 10 shows. Last year we did 15, and now we're shooting for about 25.
All right, so you're almost doubling the content.
Yeah.
You know? And you guys just mentioned that you'd played the Penn Theater. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yes.
Yeah, that took a lot of setup and hassle and hoops to jump through, but
it was worth it.
We did our thing, and
And then more recently, as part of the Age of Aquarius Art and Music Festival, you guys played a gig down at the Brick House.
How did
that come off? My wife and I were planning on coming down, and the last minute we got pulled away, but we didn't make it down. But I kept glancing to see if anything had been shared. I saw some highlights from down there. There was quite a bit of activity down in that region. Friday night.
It was a real cool thing. 20 years ago, I was actually at the first Age of Aquarius when I was 9.
Okay.
Had no clue what was going on, but I was there.
Nor did he know.
Did you go to the Richie Haven show?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I must have been...
You didn't know what was going on, Bob.
I must have been close to
him. That was truly the Age of Aquarius right there,
it's cool, though. You know, 20 years later, we're playing in the thing.
How about that?
And it was really awesome. And, it was good.
Yeah. Good turnout of a fun week. You know, I just thought it was really cool to have that happening with Main Street in downtown Butler really having a vibe.
Yeah.
I even made a joke at the ending concert. It was like, I've been in downtown Butler at shows and spending time along Main Street more in the last 12 months than I had since my mom worked at Troutman's and I used to go across the street to Woolworths to look at the rack of the top 10 singles of the week to buy the 45. I mean, seriously, you know, and I jokingly say that because, you know, for a brief time there was music happening in downtown Butler, so we went down on Fridays. But from here and there, you know, to pop down to maybe Butler Brew Works and catch somebody live in the corner, to have the Pen and kind of being, you know, you literally can go up and down Main Street now, and especially on the weekend,
you can pick
and choose where you want to see
it. During
that
whole week of the Age Aquarius thing, like, it started off with Barry Cummings and them. I went up there and saw him. It was great. Talked to him after, and told him to come down, and it was great.
I think we have a great foundation of getting a music scene back. We just need to use it.
There you go. Okay, and support it.
And not stop. Yeah, keep going.
And you know, right now the Pen's really actively booking in a lot of different local stuff at the moment, which is cool to see. And then, you know, you go right up the street, the Johnny's Distillery, they're having something every Friday now. So, I mean, it's really started to build here. And let's hope that people get out and support it.
Yeah, that's
what we need. Everybody to get out and see these acts and to keep that going strong.
So, best value for your entertainment dollar, local music.
There you go.
It is.
There you go. Guys, it's been fun to meet you and chat a little bit more about what you've got going on. Again, we're visiting with Kyle Young. He's the lead guitarist. Dane Smith, bass player, and Jake Dietrich on drums. Mason Mossberger, lead vocalist, hard at work earning money so that they can go record their next album.
Right? Or buy an expensive camera. As he likes to do that, too.
Good stuff. But let's talk about two more songs you have from the debut self-titled album, Up in Smoke. Tell us about that song.
Like I was saying there previously about The Only One, it was just one of those intricate songs that we had a hard time getting vocals for, and Mason cleared that up for us, and it's a song that we all love to play, and people love to hear it, and it was one of the first singles we ever put out, too, and went great, everything's good, and then our singer, though, is like retracting that, though, at the moment. Like, I don't know what it is. I think he's a very particular guy with, like, making things better.
Okay.
So he's always questioning himself, always trying to do better. He's like, I want to re-record it. I was like, that's not happening.
Perfectionist.
I was like, can you just sing it live? I was like, come on, dude. Like, so we have a hard time. Like, just put it in the set. Like, come on. And
we just bully him into it.
So like, this time, he actually got to play it, actually, after, like, almost a month, like, half a year. So I was like, geez. So, yeah, that song has that little bit of history.
Okay. And how about Oliver? That's the final track?
That's our favorite one.
It's our favorite. It's the majority of our fan favorites, and we always try to end with that. It's I think it's mainly because it's so different compared to everything on that album. It's the only song that's clean, and it's the only song that, like, it sounds like poppy, and then it sounds like Floyd, and then it sounds like The Cars. You know, I use a lot of that inspiration, too. And it's just a big one that people like to hear, so you'll hear it too, so you understand the difference. Yeah,
it's got like a '80s beach party feel.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I was impressed with the following you did have for the show. I mean, you had people turn out, and they were into the show.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the key. I mean, I would have gone to see the Rumble because I know the guys, but we were drawn to that specifically by one of your fans who were a friend of our family had said, hey, you need to come down and see these guys.
I like went back and looked at some of the video from the Pen, and I was like so like nerve-wracked for that show. I mean, how couldn't you be? And it was my first theater show with a band. Like, I played theaters like personally, but not with a band, and being up there without the in-ears and like just like using the monitors and like the loud Marshall stack you got or you know everything else, it was such a weird thing of like having to not hear but know what you're doing. But when I listened back and watched, it was like it was not bad. I was like it actually looked like a show from 90s or whatever that was. I was like, it was pretty good.
Good stuff. Yeah, you did a great job. So well, keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks.
Keep in touch with us when you're releasing your material and more. Faded Color, Kyle, Dane, and Jake, in memory of Mason here tonight. Let's listen to two more songs, Up in Smoke and Oliver. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, another busy weekend for 2B's Acoustic. They'll head to the Full Pint Kitchen and Tap Room Friday, March 7th from 7 to 10. That's Perry Highway, Warrendale. Then it's on to Shakespeare's Restaurant and Pub at Old Stonewall Golf Club from 6 to 9 Saturday, March 8th. That's down in Elwood City. And the West End Grill in Mercer, Sharon Mercer Road, Sunday, March 9th. Catch them from 5 to 8 p.m. The Rock Done Right Tour calendar has a big circle around August 21st through the 23rd. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at the Coopers Lake Campground in Slippery Rock. Tickets are on sale now, thebandjam.com. And then the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, March 6th. How about a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring live music from Billy Postal. 7:30 showtime. And two selections for you to check out on Friday, March 7th. A happy hour at the Grill at River Forest featuring Jeff Pogas beginning at 6 p.m. And the Noble Hops will be live at Missing Links Brewery on Friday, March 7th. Also for an acoustic show starting at 7 p.m.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back for our final segment of our show tonight. Man, time flies when the music is having fun. Here on the Rock Station, our local music show, Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And a big shout out to some of our other sponsors tonight, who include Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano. Hello, Bill. Thank you for what you do for supporting the scene. And check out Build the Scene for the great episodes that Bill does. Also, Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Generations of service to the Butler community on Cunningham Street. And Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, who not only are a part of our Grassroots show, but help to present the Saturday Night Rock Fabric. We appreciate their interest in supporting music on the radio, just like they are here tonight on the Grassroots show. Great visit with the gentleman from Faded Color. And they're a band to go out and check out. They're a lot of fun live. Very talented musicians coming together, and they've got a good vibe going on. I like their music.
I remember after you had seen them at the Pen, you said to me, it was that following morning, or Monday, I believe, when we were doing the Grassroots, like, boy, I'll tell you what, that band blew me away. Yeah. You said a lot of good things about them, so it's nice to get to know a little bit more about them and play some of their music.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a great opportunity to see a whole bunch of these all at one time in literally like a three-day span, where you get to know some of these bands and see them perform and create their art on stage, and well, or in a line if it's Thursday night with the singer-songwriter in the round. But we're obviously talking about the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground. One stop, you get to see just about 25 acts.
Yeah, some tickets for that are already on sale. Kids 17 and under are free, so it's a great family event and a way to spend the weekend with the family as well. And camping tickets, which you have to handle separately, you know, through Cooper's Lake Campground, those go on sale 1 week from tomorrow.
March 10th.
March 10th, yep, March 10 a.m.
Yeah. So get in on that if you plan to camp, but you can come and go as you please for the entire weekend as well. You don't necessarily have to camp. It's not a prerequisite, but it's an availability for you to hang out at a beautiful, beautiful location in the Slippery Rock area, Cooper's Lake Campground, and the site where music will flow with the singer-songwriter in the round Thursday, and then all Friday night, and then all day on Saturday, and fun events that surround that. And any vendors out there that would like to be a part of it, or anybody that would like to, as a business, help to sponsor the event, that package comes more than just August 21st through 23rd. When you buy into the advertising package, we get to brag about you on a Sunday night and throughout the week when we're talking on the radio as broadcasters. I mean, hey, it's a great package, we feel. So reach out to us.
Sooner you get in, absolutely, more value you get for your money on there. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Even the title sponsorship this year is open. Yep. If you'd like to have your name attached to that, we could be saying, insert your name here, Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presentation. So check it out. And again, keep in mind that our general concert calendar is open for local music. If you could send us an email of where, you know, if you have your month-long events or your year-long events set up, whatever it is, just as long as we have it at least a week, if not 2 weeks ahead of time, send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Very simple email. That's why you hear from 2B's Acoustic and where they're going to be every weekend, because they take the opportunity to send it over. So, and get out and support that local music. Can't stress that enough, that among all of the places that host local music, get out and support those hometown businesses, because that's exactly what they are, and you're supporting two in one when you do that, the business and the music, and it encourages those businesses to bring that music back in again.
Yes, it does, and we have one hell of a music scene here. We've been talking about it now for years, Bob, and the proof is right there.
It really is. It really is. Well, let's get to our final segments of music here tonight.
All right, yeah, we want to go back to the Red Lines. In a cool song I just really love called Black Wheels.
This is one of the ones in regular rotation on the rock station. So keep an ear out for that, because when you hear local music throughout the day, in addition to our Sunday night show, make a buzz if you like a song, because that goes into the decision making to creating a Grassy Award list. And that will be coming out, obviously, for you to vote on the entire month of July, because we always announce the award at the Band Jam. So keep that in mind. And of course, the reigning Grassy Award winners. A lot of people made a buzz for the band The Rumble, and that's why they are our reigning champions with their song King of Everything. We're going to dig out a band out of the New Kensington area, New Kensington-based kind of grunge metal band, and it sounds like they've got quite a bit of buzz going on around them. Lane Bala from the band Porters reached out to us and said that they have just dropped a new album as of last month called, or actually it's January now because we just flipped the calendar to March, but they had an album release show down at Preserving Underground in New Kensington. The album is called Look No Further, and we have their song, which was the first single from it, called POV, from the band Porters, here tonight following up the Red Lines, and we'll do it again next Sunday night. What do you think?
I'll be here, Bob.
All right, I will be too. It's Bob in Utah, the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, every Sunday night right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you. heart, but I love it just the same. Now hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, I need your loving and I'm not to blame. Now got early in the morning, got late in the evening. Well, I want them need it. Oh, I gotta get heavy. She got loving like quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand. Now,